The Suze Gianna Spirinello is eagerly waiting to start the next chapter in her love for classical singing and musical theater. The Cora Collegiate Grade 12 student has starred in Cora musical theater productions of Into the Woods and Mamma Mia, and keeps her classical singing skills sharpened at the Algoma Conservatory of Music. She intends to make singing and musical theater her career and is currently auditioning to study in that genre at several post-secondary institutions in Canada and the U.S. Spirinello was cast as Regina George in Cora Musical Theater's upcoming production of Mean Girls, Feb. 19-22, but stepped back from that key role, though remaining as one of the show's producers, to concentrate on auditions for professional voice studies at the post-secondary level. My musical auditions have taken up a huge chunk of what I've been doing because there's so much traveling involved and a lot of preparation, Spirinello told Sue today. She has auditioned at several institutions including New York University, University of Michigan, University of Cincinnati and Oakville's Sheridan College. I found out through word of mouth that people are applying to over 20 schools in America, so they have to travel all over the states. There were people auditioning in New York who were from Jacksonville, Florida. I also met a few people from Texas, so it was really interesting to see. I'm very grateful to even have the opportunity to travel to the States and audition there. Spirinello is now waiting for offers of admission from schools in the spring. For Michigan, you had to pass a pre-screen, same thing with Cincinnati. There are a few thousand applicants and only a few hundred get selected, so I'm very grateful to be part of the few hundred who were selected to audition. They're very competitive schools, especially in the States. It would be ideal to get into one of the schools. I do believe that I have a fair chance, Spirinello said. She has been involved in singing since the age of 6. Two mentors, Denine Williams and Dr. Carolyn Hart, have played major, inspiring roles in Spirinello's experience with singing and musical theater. Williams, now retired, was Cora Musical Theater's director. Hart is an Algoma Conservatory of Music voice instructor. When I got involved with Cora's musical theater program in high school, Mrs. Williams was so encouraging. She was truly one of the biggest building blocks to my aspiration of becoming a professional singer. Under Williams's direction, Spirinello portrayed Donna, a major role in Cora's production of Mamma Mia, in February 2024. Mamma Mia has been my favorite experience. It was really awesome, Spirinello said. She also served as a student director for that production. When I found music and I found singing, everything clicked. You rarely find a passion that quickly, and I was grateful for that. I found a really strong group of people and a strong community. Everybody in theater is so accepting. It's an optimistic and talented group of people, and you can't get any better than that. It's a community for sure. It's a tight community. It's nice to be a part of that. Spirinello credited Hart's guidance at the conservatory for helping her place first in classical voice and second for musical theater in Ontario Music Festival Association competitions in 2024. She's a very esteemed voice teacher. It's such a blessing that I met her. She's very qualified and very patient, everything you look for in a teacher, she said. Both teachers inspired Spirinello to go professional. I thought, should I really think about pursuing this? Is this something that I can see myself being successful in? But Mrs. Williams and Dr. Hart have been so encouraging about it, and I'm grateful for that. Spirinello admires singers far outside the realm of classical singing and musical theater. I listen to a lot of rap. I listen to Kendrick Lamar, Tyler, The Creator and Doja Cat. Doja is really cool. I appreciate being well-versed in that kind of stuff. They're all fantastic musicians and very unique musicians. I always like it when somebody has a unique voice and stands out because of their musical knowledge and their ability to express themselves in a creative way. Another favorite of Spirinello's is Lafi, an Icelandic Chinese jazz and pop singer. She's really great. I really appreciate her musical knowledge. She has a classical basis, and I believe that's fundamental to quality music. I predominantly sing musical theater and classical, but I do really enjoy singing contemporary music like pop. I feel that the reason I can't sing the other genres is because I have a classical basis, but it's always nice to be able to change my voice to suit other kinds of music. Though Spyrinello's dream is to entertain audiences by performing on the classical singing and musical theater stage, her plan B is teaching. I think that's just as good. I would get a Bachelor of Fine Arts in musical theater. I'd probably want to go and get a master's as well. I think it would be a miracle to perform on Broadway or some place like that. It's my goal, but I'd be grateful just to be paid to do what I love. Singing, for me, never feels like work. I couldn't get tired of it. Spyrinello said she's confident she could inspire others in the same way her teachers have inspired her. There's a little girl who came up to me at the end of one of the Mamma Mia shows who said, "I want to sing like you." For me, it was like, oh my gosh. That was a moving experience for Spyrinello. I felt like crying because you never think that you're impacting someone, right? You never really understand how someone's responding to your art and your expression. To think that I could have possibly influenced a little girl to continue to pursue music, that to me is more than I could ever ask for. It's good to know and to hear people's response and to know that they feel connected to your art. Nothing beats being on the stage.